3. "Why don't you speak?" he called impatiently to Kirillov when they were not far from home. "What do you want?" replied the latter, almost slipping off his horse, which was rearing. Stavrogin restrained himself. "I didn't mean to insult that fool, and I've insulted him again," he said quietly. "Yes, you've insulted him again," Kirillov jerked out. "And besides, he's not a fool. I've done all I can anyway." "No." "What ought I to have done?" "Not have challenged him."
"Accept another blow in the face?"
"Yes, accept another."
"I can't understand anything now," said Stavrogin wrathfully. "Why does everyone expect of me something not expected from anyone else? Why am I to put up with what no one else puts up with, and undertake burdens no one else can bear?
I thought you were seeking a burden yourself."
"I seek a burden?"
"Yes."
"You've seen that?"
"Yes."
"Is it so noticeable?"
"Yes."
There was silence for a moment. Stavrogin had a very preoccupied face. He was almost impressed.
"I didn't aim because I didn't want to kill anyone. There was nothing more in it, I assure you," he said hurriedly and with agitation, as though justifying himself.
"You ought not to have offended him."
"What ought I to have done, then?"
"You ought to have killed him."
"Are you sorry I didn't kill him?"
"I'm not sorry for anything. I thought you really meant to kill him. You don't know what you're seeking."
"I seek a burden," laughed Stavrogin.
"If you didn't want blood yourself, why did you give him a chance to kill you?"
"If I hadn't challenged him, he'd have killed me simply, without a duel."
"That's not your affair. Perhaps he wouldn't have killed you."
"Only have beaten me."
"That's not your business. Bear your burden, or else there's no merit."
"Hang your merit. I don't seek anyone's approbation."
"I thought you were seeking it," Kirillov commented with terrible unconcern.
They rode into the courtyard of the house.
"Do you care to come in?" said Nikolai Vsyevolodovitch.
"No, I'm going home. Goodbye."
He got off the horse and took his box of pistols under his arm.
"Anyway, you're not angry with me," said Stavrogin, holding out his hand to him.
"Not in the least," said Kirillov, turning round to shake hands with him. "If my burden's light, it's because it's from nature. Perhaps your burden's heavier because that's your nature. There's no need to be much ashamed, only a little."
"I know I'm a worthless character, and I don't pretend to be a strong one."
"You'd better not. You're not a strong person. Come and have tea."
Nikolai Vsyevolodovitch went into the house, greatly perturbed.